Well, in Iran, the Guardian Council is scheduled to announce the list of candidates approved for the upcoming presidential race. A number of hopefuls have dropped their bid to run for president, while some others say they will continue. Salman Kujuri reports.
With only hours to the announcement by Guardian Council of the candidates approved to run in Iran's 11th presidential race, Iranian university students hosted a number of hopefuls to hear their views in different fields. Former Iranian Foreign Minister Manuchehr Muttaqi in a QA session in Tehran Khaja Nafsi University stressed that paying attention to the issue of production and generation of wealth for the country tops the agenda of his future administration.
Boosting production is the key to solving unemployment and high prices. Although in the past 8 years, some good works have been done for the development of the country, currently two-thirds of production centers are about to be shut down because they have received less attention than needed. We should use such a capacity. I believe we should review the existing economic policies.
Meanwhile, another principalist hopeful, Alireza Zakani, in a similar session proposed two approaches to forge unity among approved principalists ahead of the election.
We have considered two solutions to reach consensus among principalists. The first approach is that after the Guardian Council announces the list of approved candidates, principalist contenders should sit down and talk together and prevent from criticizing each other. The second approach is that after the approved principalists launch their election campaign, those who have close views quit the race in favor of a single candidate so that principalists come up with unity.
The list of presidential hopefuls was shortened on Monday after Mohammad Hassan Abu Turabi Fard, the representative of the Coalition of Five, dropped his bid to run for president. His withdrawal was in response to a letter signed by 200 lawmakers who had asked him to continue his career as the vice speaker of the Iranian parliament. This comes as former foreign minister spokesman Ramin Mehmandpars also withdrew from the race. Dawood Ahmadinejad, the brother of the incumbent president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, is another hopeful who has quit the race. In related news, presidential hopeful Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, a member of the Coalition of Three, has said that his coalition does not endorse the political views of rival Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who currently chairs the State Expediency Council. Meanwhile, principalist hopeful Saeed Jalili, who is secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, and principalist hopeful Kamran Bagheri Lankarani, who represented the Perseverance Front in the race, had a meeting on Monday to discuss different aspects of their participation in the presidential election. After the meeting, Kamran Bagheri Lankarani quit the race in favor of Saeed Jalili. Salman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
The spokesman for Iran's Guardian Council says the body may consider the physical condition of presidential hopefuls in its approval process. Abbas Ali Khatrodai also says if a hopeful acts against the principles of the Islamic Republic, his qualifications will not be approved. Khatrodai insists that the Guardian Council will act independently in approving the hopefuls and won't be affected by any group or political party. The Guardian Council is expected to announce the list of the approved candidates on Tuesday. Earlier, correspondent Gisu Misha Ahmadi gave us the latest about the upcoming Iran elections and the withdrawal of some candidates from the race.
Well, actually, they haven't been giving very clear reasons, and some of them haven't even dropped out in favor of another candidate or because they want to support another candidate. As far as principalist papers are going, we don't see much about the elections and the headlines, but we do have small articles, as you mentioned yourself, speculations about why Mr. Abu Turabi Fard had to or decided to actually drop out from the race. The Interior Ministry, in quite an unprecedented move, has decided to invite the candidates who are on that list in order to tell them the do's and don'ts. And this is actually why we see one of these newspapers, the reformist paper, Shahr, giving a whole article to this, because this is quite an unprecedented move from the Interior Ministry. We've never had that before. They will be asking the candidates to come in, and they will be telling them about the do's and don'ts of the elections. Now, if you're considering what those do's and don'ts may be, it's probably about the mechanism of how things are going to be working. We know that the election law was amended by the parliament a few months ago. We have the executive boards now, which are also also monitoring the elections. So there are quite a bit of changes considering as far as the elections are going. There are also the city and village council elections, which are being held at the same time. So the Interior Ministry is going to be quite busy on June 14th. It's not surprising that we see articles like that. Then we have another article in this principalist paper about Mr. Mohsen Rezaei, who says, this time I am not going to pull out of the race in favor of anyone. Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani is among the leading figures. That's why the spotlight is mostly on him. But anyways, as I said here, we have a letter from the parliament members to the Guardian Council, asking the Guardian Council to consider him as a strong candidate. We had 100 other parliamentary members who had written a letter before that to the Guardian Council against Mr. Hashemi. So that's why, you know, if the Guardian Council is saying today that we are not considering any of these politics and we're only considering Article 115, this is what they're referring to. They're saying that these letters are not going to influence us.
Well, in the run-up to the presidential and city council elections, media outlets have been busy carrying out polls to gauge public opinion ahead of the next voting in Iran. According to a new opinion poll by Iranian media outlets, the majority of respondents in Tehran said they will definitely take part in the elections. The poll was conducted over the phone on more than 4,000 respondents aged 18 and older. Over 60% have said they will vote, and 11% said they won't. Some 28% have also said they're still undecided on how they will vote. Iran has a population of around 75 million, with more than half being under 35 years old. Back in 2007, the voting age was raised to 18 years. Young voters and swing voters have always been critical in Iran's elections. The Supervisory Board of City Council Elections is set to release on June the 2nd the name of approved candidates for the upcoming city and rural council elections. Under Article 9 of the Iranian Constitution, hopefuls must be Iranian nationals, hold a university degree, and be of good character. These verifications are usually carried out by the judiciary, the intelligence ministry, and the parliament. The Supervisory Board of Elections has designated around 100,000 observers to monitor the fourth council elections nationwide on June the 14th. Well, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can always log on to our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process. It's just a click away, presstv.ir.